The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltedness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it's thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and please be seated. There was a time early in the church when it was persecuted. And there may be still places on the earth today where the church is persecuted in isolated areas. But the worst thing that's happening today to the church is that it's being ignored. It's being considered irrelevant. And the reason for that is that we have blended in somehow to society in such a way that we don't really make any sense to anybody. They can't even see what we stand for. In the modern day, there was a writer who said, and he wrote the following, he says, they go to church every Sunday. They do this thing. Monday, they'll be okay. It's just something that they do. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should go out and make ourselves enemies of the government or enemies of other religions. What I am suggesting, perhaps, is that we strike out as something different, that we are able to renew the particular mission that was given to us when we were born in the New Testament. Jesus today tells us that we are the salt of the earth. He also says that we are the light of the world. Now, I don't know about you, I had a delicious pizza last night, and I didn't have quite the right taste, so I took a little bit of salt and I sprinkled it on. It was perfect. Right? You ever have a meal and then you just need a little pinch of salt, and it makes it perfect? Did you ever put too much salt? And if you do that, that's not great at all. And so sometimes it doesn't work. You got to figure out just the right way to do that. And so, for instance, also the light. Many of you have traveled, I'm sure, on an airplane, and as you've been going over the vast expanses of darkness, you see this little light way down there, right? And you watch it, and you see one little light, and you wonder where it's from. Is it from the living room? Is it from the bedroom? Is it a little lamp that's going on? And suddenly you can just see it for so many, many miles. And the idea is that these things strike out. And Jesus says to us, you must be the light. You must be able to come out of the bushels from where you are, from the insecurities that we house in our lives, from the sense of timidity that we have in being who we are, and stand up for something. Now, a lot of people think that to be a Christian is to be arrogant and to be able to stand up to politics. Let me tell you one thing. It's either whatever side of politics you take, that's your issue. But Christianity is a politics of itself. It's a politics of spirit, and it's a politics of God. And some of the things that we need to do is to remember that one of the great issues of the Christian faith is to allow us to stand up for things that matter, for things and people that matter, for situations in which we see the wrong and we stand up. If the world considers us irrelevant, it's because we've done nothing to be particular. We've done nothing to stand out. We've done nothing to make a difference. And this is where we are blended out of the world. And so in the gospel today, Jesus says you're both the salt and the earth. Now, I don't know how you resalt salt, right? I don't know how you do that. Do you put some chemical in it to make it salt? No, you just got to throw it away. But the light is something that you can take out of where it's hidden and put it on a lampstand so the whole world can see. Jesus says a city on a hill can always be seen. And what we need to do is to be able to stand up for things that are going on. In a world full with hatred, in a world full with superficiality, in a world so polarized that we're right involved in right now, that we practically hate each other if we say one word that doesn't ring right, we need to be able to be the person that shows respect. We need to be the person that shines the light. We need to be the person that stands in the middle and still remains human enough to humanize the situation and make it relevant to all of us. Instead of taking a position and being just like everybody else, we will stand up for what is truth. We will stand up for what is good. We will stand up for what is just. And this is what the gospel is all about. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with ideologies. It's about the right stance we take between ourselves and between God and all of creation. Do you know that what we've been doing in being silent is that we have allowed the world to be slaughtered? We have allowed the environment to be destroyed. We have allowed people and situations to go on without any voice from them at all. Now you could, as a person who cares, and Christianity doesn't mean that you have a brand of being human. It means that you're just human. And being human is to be fully alive so that you can take a position when you see something wrong and change that. And you guys, scouts, are the frontiers of this. You take a position, you are taking the morality and you're taking the good things in life and you're trying to do good. You take care of people, you do good projects, you take care of the world. You are the angels of the future. You are the messengers of truth, and you are the people that need to bring back the light to a world that has lost its vision. I don't like being irrelevant. I don't like being bland. You know, today they can't see a difference. They look around like the landscape. There's nowhere that we stand out. We're just like everybody else. We bought into everybody else. And you see, this is the distinction that we have to... You know, the hardest thing, especially when you're growing up, and you find it both in your school environment, you find it in your work environment, you may even find it in your marriage environment, is that is that you... Sometimes we buy into somebody else's values. We buy into somebody else's way of being. We play along. You people are popular. We want to be the same, and so we act just like they do. We wear the clothing that they do. We speak the same language that they do. And meanwhile, the person that is inside of you is suffocating because it never has a chance to breathe or express itself. The world will try to make you something you're not. The world will try to tell you how you're supposed to be, how to think, how to spend your money, how to act with what's going on. But the gospel says, no, take that light out from the bushel and shine. Be the salt and be the person that can stand up against the powers that tell you you're not good enough or that you have to be this way or that way. This is the point of the gospel, that it sets us free. The gospel is about liberation and salvation. It liberates us from all the insecurities that we are born with and given and thrown at as we grow in this world. And we find the struggles everywhere. We find it with different color people. We find it with immigrants. We find it with gay and lesbian. We find it with all kinds of people who have been trapped in who they are because they have not fit a mold that has been accepted by the majority of people. And the gospel, remember, is for the people who are not spoken, the people who are voiceless. This is where God comes in and liberates these people because these are the people who hear. These are the people who are true and care about the world. So today, Jesus is telling us, be something different. Be that person. And look, but some of us are older too. I mean, what are we going to say? We're going to blend in and say, I'm an old person. Give me some slippers, a rocking chair, and I'm not going to say anything in my life. He's saying you still have something to say. You still have something to contribute. You still can kick some butt in the world. You can still make a difference in what you're saying. We don't give up our life. When we die, we die. But when we're alive, there's so many things we can still do. We can still strike out in the world. We can take a new language. We can go travel. We can read a new book. We can go out with friends and do something different. But many people follow a pattern. They follow a pattern. They do the same thing every day. They get up, they make their coffee, they go to work, they come back, they watch the TV and they go to sleep and they wake up and they do the same thing over and over and over. What makes you unique? Where do you stand? What is your passion? What is your life drive? What is it that you want to achieve in this world? These are the things that you need to listen to and listen deeply to yourselves inside and be able to let that be the light and the drive of your life. Many of us have turned that off. Many of us have turned the pilot light in our lives off. Because we've given up. The powers outside are too strong. Let me tell you, nothing is impossible. Everything that you decide to put your mind and heart to do, you can do it. And you can get people that are thinking like you and make changes in the world. We're not robots. We're not little lambs. And I hate that idea that we're sheep. You know, Christians, you know, sheep are not the brightest things on earth, you know. And they got to slap them around and move them around because, you know, they really don't know where the hell they're going. I don't like that. I'd rather be, you know, like a cool bird, you know. you know, that has direction. And, you know, I can swap down and swoop around and do all kinds of things, you know. And I tell you one thing that the Christian faith will give you. It'll give you roots into the truth and wings to the reality. And this is what we want to hold on to. This is why the message, this is why we come to church. We don't come to church to play along with a game. We don't come to church to act good. We come to church to find out where God is speaking to us deeply in our own hearts so that we can go in the world and be the different, be the person that God is asking us to be. When you go to heaven, God is not going to ask you, why weren't you Moses? He's not going to say, why weren't you Aaron? He didn't say, why weren't you Mary? He's going to say, why weren't you you? Why were you not you yourself? What made you so afraid, so insecure, so trapped that you couldn't be the person that I gave you to be? So this is the gospel for us today. Be the salt. Be the light. Stand up and don't let anybody silence you. Don't let anybody keep you down when you know that in your heart this is who you are. This is what you are. This is what you believe. And the belief that we all celebrate is that all of us are the same. All of us are equal. All of us are mutual. Everyone has a right to be in this world. Everyone has a right to err and love and care. But we live in a world now that is restricting that. In a world now that is parsing it out for certain kinds of people. And only certain people can have the goods. That's not what the gospel says. That's not what the truth of Jesus says. He says that we are all sons and daughters of God. And that we all have just as much right as anybody else on this earth. Any bird has the same right as we do. Any lizard, any little squirrel, the sun sets, the earth, the water, the air has just as much as right. We're all part of that. We come from the earth. We are the earth expression. We are the consciousness of the evolutionary process. We are the voice that needs to protect it and keep it alive. So that's our mission, I think. I know you'll start on it tomorrow morning immediately. Don't let anybody ever take away your identity. Don't let anyone tell you what to be. Don't let anyone tell you how to be. You are free to be in God's image, and you are commissioned to be that. You're not commanded, you're commissioned. God has anointed you to be the salt, to be the air, to be the light. This is what he gives us, and this is what we celebrate every Sunday. When we come here, we celebrate that gift that's given to us, and we want to be able to give it to other people and share it with all who are around us. Amen.